Let's get up to speed, brought to you by Finance. Dregs, take us through this. How is Erik Karlsson sitting atop the trade bait board?
Well, I mean, obviously, it's the weight of the player. And, you know, you put that alongside the possibility of Erik Karlsson being traded. And heat of the moment, that's enough to vault him into top spot. I mean, nobody is saying that Erik Karlsson is going to be traded, but worst case, it's a 50-50 scenario between now and Monday. And, you know, collectively, I think the group just decides that that's enough to move a player of that magnitude up to top spot.
And, Dregs, obviously you guys hear a lot of rumblings. Is it just that you get wind that one team wants to go all in on them, and now it's up to them to make the deal?
I think it's a couple of things, Noodles. In fact, more than that, a few things. You know, obviously the interest has to be there. And, you know, if the interest isn't there, then why even, you know, get into the game, right? You know, just let it settle. Maybe you revisit in the summer, and if the opportunity is there because of the flexibility of the market, you know, then you maybe fully engage at that stage. I think that Ottawa was a bit surprised at the reaction from interested clubs, even though, you know, when Pierre Dorion, you know, tells people he's willing to listen, but be careful because the ask is going to be off the charts, and then he submits what the ask is, which is multiple pieces, including first-round picks and top prospects and all that. It gets complicated, but I don't think, even though that the teams are listening to the ask, going, oh, I don't like that, that's too much, they didn't disengage fully. So I think that's why in the last 24 hours, things have elevated a little bit.
Any truth to the idea or any possibility that Bobby Ryan's contract would have to be linked to a Karlsson deal?
Well, I think there are two scenarios, Brian. An answer to your question, yes. But I don't think that, you know, that is a must. I think, again, if it's option A might be, depending on whose option it is, either the team acquiring Karlsson or the Ottawa Senators, you know, a clean trade would be Erik Karlsson going to a team for a number of specific pieces. Again, the first-round picks, the prospects, maybe an NHL roster player. Scenario B would be Bobby Ryan goes, his contract goes, and the return then is lessened by means of the number of picks that would be required, the type of roster player, or the type of prospect.
Well, and sorry, but that's what we were talking about earlier. Like, all I can think of is the Melnick angle in that. Like, if you're getting rid of a contract like Bobby Ryan's, and or it becomes a part of it, then you're not making a hockey deal necessarily. Like, you're asking for someone to take on your money, and you're not going to get full value for a guy like Erik Karlsson, who would get a ton of value if it was just him for a year and a half.
Yeah, fair enough. But I guess what we don't know is, you know, let's define what a ton of value is. And I think I've laid it out without being specific because we don't have the specifics. You know, is it three first-round picks? Is it three first-round picks, a couple of top prospects, an NHL roster player, and something? I mean, that sounds like a ton to me. Is it two first-round picks, Bobby Ryan, and a prospect? I mean, we're dealing in a guessing game at this stage. But to your point, Brian, if Bobby Ryan goes out, then the return is going to be less, and it's obviously not just a money move. But I mean, come on, you know, it's Ottawa, so you know we can pile on Bobby Ryan and the Senators. But if Bobby Ryan and his contract were on any other team, we'd be saying the same thing. Why wouldn't you want to unload that contract if you could?
Dregs, just quickly on the Karlsson thing before we get to the Leafs. Is there any chance that he went to the organization and said, you might as well move me because I am not re-signing here?
Not yet, Not yet, but it's a valid question. And, I mean, I can appreciate why anyone would think that would be the case. As far as I know, that hasn't happened yet. As of yesterday, when we talked about Karlsson on SportsCenter, I was told that the player had not engaged, nor did his agent, Newport Sports. I don't think a whole lot has changed on that front, but you got to wonder moving forward between now and Monday if, in fact, he comes forward and says, all right, well, if you're doing this, then let's get this done because I'm not dealing with this all the way till June, the draft, or beyond the draft.
What about a guy like Ryan McDonagh? And him being available, obviously the Rangers are having a fire sale. What You know, what are you hearing on that front?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. And look, there's an impact on the market, obviously. You know, Carlson is the plum if we're still willing to leave him in the position A, and I am. And then you have to believe there's influence on, you know, those beneath. And Ryan McDonough fits in right under Erik Karlsson for me. You know, Toronto isn't going to get Erik Karlsson. You know, I just saw something on Twitter, Craig Button, talking about the Maple Leafs having the assets. I don't disagree with that. I just can't envision the scenario whereby Eugene Melnyk and Pierre Dorion trade Erik Karlsson to the Toronto Maple Leafs unless there's, you know, a premium asset like Marner, Nylander, something like that. That's just not likely. I believe, though, that the Toronto Maple Leafs remain and are keenly, keenly interested in Ryan McDonough. What is going to happen for Toronto to acquire him? Good question. Again, you're talking about 3-4 pieces because there is no urgency from New York's perspective to trade Ryan McDonough. They're willing to listen, and if Lou Lamoriello is willing to offer the 3-4 assets, and they're not going to be cheap, I mean, throw out a prospect. Lilligren, I don't know. I mean, who's the piece that's going to fit into that group of four? It's going to be significant. Otherwise, the Rangers probably aren't making that deal with Toronto or anyone else.
McDonough's a good player. I mean, he would be an upgrade. He would immediately move into their top four.
Absolutely.
Like immediately.
Absolutely.
And because it feels like, you know, Boston's, they picked up Nick Holden, who isn't, you know, he's not going to move the needle to the point
where... He's got
a
big shot.
But he's a good player. But it feels like they're going to continue to improve or try to, and Tampa is, right? Like the two other teams in their division, they all three of them keep winning every single night. They're all three good teams. I mean, what do you make of that? If Tampa and Boston are in, do you think the Leafs are going to feel more obligated to make a move?
Well, good question. And look, let's just for fun say, and because, you know, publicly Tampa Bay has been somewhat linked to Erik Karlsson. What if the Tampa Bay Lightning landed Erik Karlsson in the next couple of days, got the jump on the market, and found a way to make a deal like that work? You know, now all of a sudden, if you're, you know, Jeff Gorton and the New York Rangers, you're like, all right, we're not moving off our ask. You know, it remains four pieces. And, you know, if you're Boston, if you're Toronto, if you're a team that feels confident enough that you can at least tangle with the Tampa Bay Lightning, maybe that encourages you to pay the price to make that move. And for me, it's more Toronto than Boston, not just because they acquired Nick Holden. I think that, you know, obviously Toronto appears to be a level below the Boston Bruins. Anything can happen in the playoffs, but maybe that puts more heat on Lou to make that deal with the Rangers to acquire McDonough.
Well, we'll see, man. It's going to be a wild ride between now and Monday.
Yeah,
it should be fun, and obviously the focus now will be on Karlsson, but McDonough's a great player, to say nothing of Rick Nash. Evander Kane came out and said he's expecting to get dealt. I mean,
yeah,
there's a lot going on here. It's just a matter of when it happens, right?
Yeah, well, let's hope it doesn't happen until Monday.
Yeah, let's bank on it. Thanks, Dregs. Appreciate it.
Hey, guys. Have a good night.
Darren Dreger, Hockey Insider, brought to you by Finance It. Add a payment plan to your tool belt and break down large price tags into easy, affordable payments with Finance It. McDonough is more realistic for the Leafs. Like, Karlsson would be amazing, but just based on the history between these two teams, what it would take to acquire him, I can't see him here. But McDonough...
Shanahan would have a good kind of base knowledge of this kid, too. Yeah. I don't know if they crossed paths, but Shanny might have been gone from the Rangers.
But he watched him in his backyard every night.
Yeah, he worked in New York, and he would have some pretty good...
McDonough would be a big upgrade.
He's a good player.
He's a very good player. He's not having a great season, but he's playing on a team that's not having a great season.
Can he play on the right side?
That's my biggest question. I believe he can, but I don't know if it's his natural, obviously being a left-handed shot. But if you can acquire... Again, it all comes back to for what? If you can get Ryan McDonough for pennies on the dollar because you've got nothing but picks and prospects that aren't going to climb anybody on your live roster right now, why not get him and figure things out after that?
Well, the question, I think you might be looking at Dermott going the other way.
Well,
like who is currently on your roster, and Babcock announced last night he's done with the American Hockey League.
Yeah.
So are you willing to... relinquish Dermott, and then you wouldn't give up much more beyond that, I wouldn't think. I mean, he's still so early in his career, you don't know exactly what his value is, but he's made it to the NHL at least.
Yeah,
he's not
NHL
still a junior.
Yeah.
You know, he's made it clear he can play in the NHL. He's cost control, 21 years old.
That's a little bit more of a spicy meatball for me because I want to see where Dermott tops out.
Me
at.
Too. I'm very curious.
I think there's more there. I think we all believe there's more there, but how much more?
Mm-hmm.
He ends up being a five as far as depth chart, or can he be a four, a three? I don't know if he's a top pairing guy. Maybe it can be that. Maybe
it's so early into his career. It's impossible to know where he's going to take
it. The Maple Leafs probably have a very good idea of where they think he's going to end up. And if they believe that he's a four or five and they can bring in McDonough right now, like that's I guess up to them behind closed doors. And again, what are they asking for? Like if they're asking for something that's a non-starter, if it's just straight across Dermott, you've got to trade a 28-year-old for a 21-year-old. One guy has experience, one guy is just starting in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But
and your team is still kind of early in the process of moving up.
But go back to my argument 2 weeks ago with you guys. They're in the process of moving up, but you even said it today on this show. They're sixth in the league, and you're having a goalie who's having a Vezina season. Like you might want to take a look at a little harder at players that can put you maybe over the top.
And he's got another year left on his deal. So you're talking about McDonough this year and next.
Right.
You know, that window for him is 2 years.
Right.
And then maybe at that point he finds a groove here and you assign him longer term, and all of a sudden he means more than just a rental. But
right.
I don't know. I mean, it's too difficult to know what kind of package you'd have to put together. That's especially in this world with Lou and you know.
And who knows what they're really asking. We're just fantasizing with these asks that are out there, four pieces, three. It's like, who really knows?
Who knows? Who knows who else is kicking tires? But you would have to assume, like, even though these guys have another year left on their deal, non-playoff teams aren't looking to acquire them right now. Why would you? Wait until the draft.
Right.
And then figure it out. So you can cut out 10 to 15 teams that are simply not going to be in on these guys.
Right.
Carlson and McDonough. If they both end up going somewhere or truly being on the table.
Right.
You're looking at the usual suspects that we've been talking about. Tampa, Boston, Toronto, Washington, Pitt. You know, maybe Philly, Nashville, Winnipeg, Dallas, Vegas. You know, there's only a certain amount of teams. St. Louis is struggling all of a sudden.
They're
holding
on
for dear life.
You keep hearing their name as trying to double down because they feel they got a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Like, the intriguing one for me is Vegas.
Yeah, absolutely. Vegas could throw everything out of whack just based on all of the assets they have already within the system.
And draft picks.
And then draft picks still coming.
But where does Vegas go shopping?
I don't know. I don't.
If I'm Vegas, I'm just staying put. Let's see if we can shock the world and get this done.
Roll through kind of thing.
Yeah.
But why not say to the guys in the dress room, like, I'm gonna grab a piece. You guys, you've earned it. You deserve it. Like,
yeah,
why
they
not?
Do.
Because we've got all these picks. And,
oh, yeah.
And like, why not just give us one, you know, out of nowhere flyer? Like, you grab a guy from Arizona, grab a guy from Edmonton or Ottawa or whoever's selling. Montreal.
Yeah, I agree. Do something to show your team.
Just something that, hey, like Ron Hextall went out and got a goalie because he believes his team is good enough to make the playoffs, and they've earned that right. I mean, there was a time where, let's not forget, that coach in people's mind was done. They lost 10 in a row.
Chanting to fire him.
Yeah, and now since then, they're the hottest team in the league.
Like Hextall was on life support in the public eye, maybe not with Ron Hextall. This guy stood by him, went down to the dressing room to address the media after a game and said, he's my guy. We're not as far off as you think. We're losing in overtime. We're in one goal games. Like they weren't. It's funny how a general manager, like that takes stones. And at that time we were sitting there going, remember, we were hard on him going like, Hexie's, he's got to do something there. It's not right. And Philly continues to just grind along, and he goes and gets a goalie. Is it a massive upgrade? Well, at least he let his guys in the dressing room know, I'm not going to hang you out here. I'm not going to let Alex Lyon, who is not ready to be an everyday NHLer, not going to hang him out to dry. He's a good young goalie, and I'm going to give you an opportunity. So maybe McPhee does that
maybe
at the deadline
does.
And says, I'm going to grab
Sends a massive message.
Yeah.
Well, We got less than a week before the trade deadline.